This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is Friday, December 13th, 2013. Friday the 13th. We got Calhoun in the building.
Friday the 13th. You know I had to be in the building.
Little house cleaning, man. Today is NFL week 15, picks and kicks. A little house cleaning to get started. One, vote for us for the Stitcher Awards. Just Google Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R Awards. Vote for Digital Darren for Best New Show, Best Overall Show, Most Original Show, and Best Sports Commentary. And all you got to do is type in Digital Darren, Digital, D-A-R-O-N, and it'll fill out the rest. And just make sure you vote for us, share us on Facebook. First off, and another thing, Sam D, we appreciate the love for you sharing everything with your users who voted for us. And everybody who voted for us, thank you. Everybody who didn't vote for us, vote for us. And did you have anything to say upon that?
Sam D, one of the best Asian guys I know. That's word up, man. That's a real buddy of mine.
All right. So, again, we're going to talk about NFL picks and kicks. A lot of stuff going on in the league this week.
A lot of stuff.
I know Double R and Mario are going to be on later to talk about whether protecting knees, how important is protecting knees or whatever. Just a little sneak preview for you guys. But it's some other things that you wanted to talk about, and that's why we're on or whatever. So,
I think it's amazing what's going on with the Shanahan situation, with the benching of RG3. Remember a couple of weeks ago I was saying, remember that? I was like, I think I'll bench RG3 just to put out Kirk Cousins to show what he can do, see if you can get him for draft bait or for trades and whatever. And let's put RG3 down and to give him some motivation. You was like, nah, it wouldn't make no sense. Well, here we are.
I mean, at that time, they were like 3-5 or something like that.
No, hell no. This was later on in the season. It was like
3-7.
3-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, now what he's doing it for is bullshit. Because he want to ensure the health of, come on, we know that's not the case. You really want to get fired and get that free check like any real would do. You know how they do about that.
I think that's too, right? Because we want a free check for nothing, too, right?
The difference between us, we ain't gonna put the work in to get the free check. At least they're gonna work on time and all that shit.
They're gonna be like, they work to get a free check.
Yeah, it's his birthday at work with my car broke down type shit. You know what I mean? You gonna come to work high. They gonna do it the right way so they can fuck you in the end. We gonna just fuck ourselves in the beginning. So that's the difference. But $7 million, now I tell you what else is a good thing to see. One stubborn, headstrong, I don't give a fuck against another stubborn, headstrong, I don't give a fuck.
It's a millionaire versus a billionaire, right?
That's why the millionaire gonna lose. He got one more digit more than you. He got a few more digits more than you, but Mike Shanahan think he the shit. Dan Snyder think he the shit. But come on, man. I implore you. You're gonna do what I tell you to do. And so it's gonna come to head nicely. I think Dan Snyder gonna keep him just to say fuck you. He did it with the Indians. Fuck you. We go, your grandchildren out here. I'm not going to change the name. Right? So he did it Mike Shanahan. Fuck you. You don't even make enough money to do this. So
it's about money. I agree. I think Shanahan is trying to get fired. I think that the real problem is that this is what happens when you give control of an organization to a young man too soon. I mean, he had one good year, and now he's basically calling all the shots. And you can't have no 60-year-old wants to be told what to do by a 23-year-old. That's, regardless of race or anything else, that's kind of a smack in the face, especially somebody who is accomplished as Mike Shanahan.
I think, and you're right about that, they did put him out there too early. Like, RG3 came in like, I'm the shit. Look at these braid dreadlocks I got. And this white woman on my arm. I'm here to stay. And he's not. He sucks right now. So I think what happened is they really was on that fool's goal. Like, he's the greatest common sense.
And it didn't help him that he led him to the playoffs, right?
I mean, his talent was undeniable. What didn't help was him this whole offseason boosting himself up. You know what I mean? Operation, get back on the field. I'm going to be there day one. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, and the other. And I think they should have really just sat his ass down in the beginning and let him. Because he already didn't even have any preseason.
Well, see, that's why I think me and you can differ. I think that if Shanahan promised him he'd give him a shot to play, then I think Shanahan did the right thing by sending him in the preseason and knowing that, hey, this season may not go well on the field. You know what I'm saying? But I think that the reverse part of that is that, hey, Robert, if we're going to go play this game the way you want to play it, you can't be out here putting yourself out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Like him, his dad will make a lot of comments, too. Like, they need to shut his dad up. His dad ain't getting a damn dime from the Redskins.
So. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, buddy.
Everybody, listen. We have people in positions for a reason, right? Dan Schneider's ahead of this thing. Mike Shanahan, play your part. Do what I tell you to goddamn do. Robert Griffin, you're a player. The coach tell you what to do. Play your part, shut up, and do what you got to goddamn do. I think everyone is not knowing their roles. I tell you what it's like. It's like day one of these out here. She don't, you know, she's independent, but she needs you. She don't want to fuck you, but she's fucking everybody. Just know your role, baby. Get in the kitchen, cook a meal or so, and give me your check at the end of the week. And we can live just fine.
Let's put you in RG3. You're in RG3 shoes. You got the braids. Now you look like Andre 2000 a little bit.
So I lose my looks then. But I gain hair.
Exactly. You lose your looks, but you gain hair.
Well, white woman. White.
Yeah, and you get a
white woman. Oh, baby, I win. It's a win-win.
And you get a white woman.
And I get a white woman. Isn't that every black man's dream? That was Martin Luther King's dream.
But anyway, how do you go to Dan Snyder when things don't go your way?
I think that's what he's doing. I personally wouldn't do that, but I think that's what he's doing.
Even at 23, do you think you would have did it?
I think you speeding. You don't. It's a chain of commands. You don't want to fuck over your chain.
And that's what happened. He stepped over the chain.
He's stepping over kind of. He's really stepped over his boundaries. Even his press interviews. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, he threw the coaching staff under the bus. Like, what gives you the audacity to do this type of shit?
Even Santana Moss questioned him, like, you need to be more of a leader. Like,
yeah.
Some things are your fault in the world.
Pierre Garçon was like, he's not getting the ball like he's supposed. So it's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
And he keeps, you know, I think what happened is, and I think he was a humble kid. I think they're stroking his ego. So it's what sports do, right? They build you up just to tear you down.
Yeah, the media has really done that to him in this past. They loved him just a year ago. A year ago, he couldn't do anything.
Less than a year ago. Less than 6 months ago.
Oh, no, more than 6 months.
No, think about it, after the playoffs. They still was on RG3's dick.
Yeah.
This shit didn't start spiraling to like 0-3. And then it was like, whoa, he needs to shut up being in the press. But you all want him in the spotlight and whatnot. So
it's one person I say keeping it real and still a fan of RG3. And I'll give this person a shout out.
Skip Bayless
is a ride or die dude. If
he like you, he likes you.
If he like you. And he's still making excuses and everything for RG3. So I will salute him for that.
Well, RG3 is in a bad position. I mean, think about it. He's just 23.
I mean, everybody's in a bad position in this situation. At this right? Yeah, like Dan Snyder. Yeah, he's got all the money, but he's kind of alienating his fan base. Mike Shanahan, because now he's gotten to the point where he wants to get fired.
Now, let's be honest, man. Well, I'm not going to take nothing from Mike. Mike Shanahan got a couple of rings, but he got it with Elway. He got with Terrell Davis.
Well, I say Terrell Davis, because Elway to get his ass 50 thing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Elway still went like 4 times, man.
And he was losing by 30 every time.
Fucking Dan Reeves as the fucking coach. Dan Reeves can get you. They can't win nothing. I think Elway, you got greatness. You said we're going to do a coaching thing later on. I take a little bit away from coaches that has like top-tier talent. Because it ain't much to do. It coaches itself, i.e. Aaron Spoelstra. LeBron James, all you do is, hey, let's get it, guys. And then they go out and win. You ain't calling no plays. Ain't nobody coming up half court with their hand out. Hey, three. Nobody do that. All you do is,
let's get back to football. But what about Phil Jackson? Same thing.
Man, why the fuck Phil Jackson? He ain't shit either. You got 9, but you got arguably 3 of the top 5 players ever. And you got the number 1 player ever with that roster. Yeah. Man, come on, man. That man had Pippen and Jordan, and then had Kobe and Shaq. What you supposed to do?
So let's bring it back to football. Let's talk about, and you know, we're going to have a podcast where we rank coaches quarterback combinations. That actually may be really soon. But let's get back to football. What about Brady and Belichick? You don't think Belichick does a lot of coaching with Brady?
Yeah, now I give them that because they
really. Is that the flip side of it or what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, because they deplete their roster every year, damn near. Hey, that guy is great at corner. How much you need, son? $2 million. Oh, no, we can get somebody for $500,000. Wait, I take the pay cut. No, you should not say it to him. And then they go ahead and get some guy, you know, out of Clark, Atlanta.
Shout out to Clark, Atlanta, the old alma mater.
Some fucking undrafted free agent guy you never heard of, and they plug him in. So, they're amazing. So
let's give a preview of a coach quarterback combination. We're going to do the Redskins, just the Redskins. On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the greatest, 1 being the least, what do you give RG3?
2.
What do you give Mike Shanahan?
Oh, I thought it was together.
No, we're going to do each individual.
As a quarterback?
Yeah, what do you give the quarterback portion of that quarterback-coach combination?
It's the quarterback part.
RG3.
It's complicated because I'm still enamored by last year. Last year and this year is like hot and cold. It's so different.
So what would you give him then?
I'll go ahead and stick with 2.
Okay. What about Mike Shanahan?
I give him 0. I don't like Mike Shanahan.
What about the future? The future with those 2. Or the future?
I think RG3 is going to get back. I think he's going to be like a 3 or 4. So, now, of course, I think, you know, the 5s.
Yeah.
That top tier group. But I think he's going to be like a 3 or 4.
So let's do some quick math. So you said you give RG3 a 2, Mike Shanahan a 0, and the future a 4. So the total is 6. 6 divided by 3 is 2. So overall, you got the coach quarterback rating as a 2.
Yeah, what's that?
Right now, that's on the lower end of things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that leads us to the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. Let's go ahead and do it. Who do you have for your Lewinsky Award for the week?
Well, this is going to seem very, very like, I didn't even think of it. But last night was the You Suck and was the Lewinsky. Because my guy, Phillip Rivers, went to Denver and beat goddamn Pumpkinhead. Did you see the game?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good game.
I was really hoping Peyton Manning broke the record last night. I mean, he only needs 4 more to break the record, so he should be in. He should be in safe distance to break the record.
He's going
to
break, but Peyton Manning, go, listen, I think Peyton Manning's overhyped. I've always have.
Hold on, let me stand back so God can strike you down.
Listen, let me tell you why I say overhyped. Now, regular season, okay, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. We'll give him that. But I feel like if you say greatest quarterback all time, you say greatest quarterback all time, right?
Peyton Manning, absolutely.
In order to be greatest quarterback all times, you have to have it regular and postseason. He don't have a postseason. He doesn't have a cold weather. He stole 2 of those MVPs.
Is he the MVP this year?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Okay.
He's MVP this year. He's MVP by far like 3 of them years.
So he's kind of LeBron almost of this pre-Miami. Pre-championships.
Pre-championships.
You kind of vote him MVP almost every year.
Yeah, but the difference is LeBron was still putting up numbers in the playoffs. Like, he was just getting his ass beat, but it was Cleveland. He was going against Detroit and going against the Spurs. He wasn't going to beat them. Let's be honest.
All right, let's bring it back to football.
Back to football, Peyton Manning, playoffs. Peyton Manning, Eli in the playoffs. Which one do you want?
I always want Peyton. I think he's the best
Peyton
quarterback ever.
In the playoffs. I'm not talking about the regular season.
When you want Peyton. Cause Eli, when we think of Eli, 2 of those games were excellent defensive performance.
Yeah, but getting
that. Actually, 3 of them. The one where they rolled went to Green Bay. Brett Favre threw like 6 interceptions that game.
Okay, let me do this. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in the playoffs.
You want. This goes back to our quarterback coach power rankings.
No.
Belichick has a lot to do with this.
Don't politic me here.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady. Belichick has a lot to do with it, too.
Fuck all that. I just said Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, who you want in the playoffs?
Tom Brady.
Because let's not shoot down Tony Dungy now. Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning is one of those hell of a combinations.
But Peyton Manning took Tony Dungy to another level.
No, but Tony Dungy took it to another level too, because he's the one who built up that defense in Indianapolis. He's the one who had Tom Moore as offensive coordinator to give him that kind of range. No, let's not do that now.
No,
because Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning was what kind of coach quarterback combo?
I give Peyton Manning a 5. I give Tony Dungy a 3.
You give Tony Dungy a 3?
I think that Tony, the most iconic thing of that coaching thing was when Peyton Manning vetoed his biggest coaching move when he went for it on the 4th, and Tony Dungy was like, "It's on you, it's on you."
That's what a great coach do.
Nah, think if they would have went with Tony Dungy's weight.
That's what great coaching do. That's what great
coach. He was wrong. Peyton Manning said, "No, you're wrong. I will fix this."
He didn't call a timeout like, "No, we're gonna run my play." Did he? We believe in you, Peyton. That's what he do. He give him the ball when it's needed.
What idiot would say, we don't believe in Peyton Manning.
Listen, somebody, Mike Shanahan, I'll be so headstrong, you're going to run my play when I want it rain. No, that's what I'm saying. Let's not say that. Okay, so let's just get back to
young Lewis Gould.
Tom Brady over Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is not, you said all time. So in the playoffs, you want Peyton Manning, you want Joe Montana.
Still want Peyton Manning.
Over Joe Montana in the playoffs? Not against playoffs.
Joe Montana had one of the top 5 coaches of all time and number 1 receiver of all time.
Oh, man.
Nothing Peyton Manning had the luxury of.
Come on, Darren. Come on. Come on, man. You're not keeping it real. In the playoffs, you're not keeping it real. Peyton Manning is ass in the playoffs. Let's be honest. His ass.
How we stand on Peyton Manning? This was the Lewinsky Award, though.
Because he the one who gets the You Suck Award. You let a team who's 6-7 come into your house. You're 11-2. You're playing for the home field advantage here, and you let a team come in and beat you. Who's the coach over there at San Diego? Come on, man. You know, that man McCoy? Come in and give it to you? This ain't the Hatfield and McCoy. You know, they got McCoy coming there. That's why. He gets to use stuff. All
right, so I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award.
He like Matt Ryan last night. Shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down.
He did. I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award to the Bears. I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award to the Bears. I thought the Bears did a really good job.
The Cowboys look good out there.
Yeah,
I would not sit him for Jay Cutler right now. He's hot.
It's kind of questionable, but they don't pay Jay Cutler all this money. But not only that, y'all, like, I'm not as big a Brandon Marshall fan as y'all are, but I am a huge Alshon Jeffrey fan.
Alshon Jeffrey going the fuck off.
Yeah, so they get my Lewinsky Award. My You Suck Award is actually going to be the Atlanta Falcons. And this can lead to this. When you let Matt Flynn out, I've already tweeted this. If your quarterback name is Matt, you're having a bad year. The only people who could say that, and they may not even be able to say that for too long, is Detroit. But it could.
Which was going to lead to my, I think she get a little Lewinsky, is that Philadelphia Eagles. I love the look of that game. Did you like that game?
Oh, that's real Lewinsky. Let's go, just say Lewinsky for the snow games, because it was a bunch of snow games.
That looked like real football when we grew up, with all these domes. Coming up, you had like Detroit had a dome, you had Minnesota had a dome.
And Houston had a dome.
But everybody else was in the stadium. Yeah. And that went real football to me. It take me back to my childhood.
We dating ourselves, ain't we?
Man, that went real football looked like to me. That's why I'm happy the Super Bowl is going to be in New York. It shouldn't always be in Tampa or California.
No, I disagree. I completely disagree.
You and I might disagree with
me. I feel like only an idiot. The Super Bowl is more for the fans than it is for the team.
I want the... No, this is what it is.
Only an idiot schedules a
No.
Super Bowl is about, it's the showcase of the league, right? So you want your fans, you want everybody.
You want real football because for the most part.
You get football in 99.9% of the other games.
For the most part, it's only a certain amount of fans at the game. Most of your fans are watching the game. And to see that slow, to see real football, it's not. See, you're a college guy, so you only like one type of football. You don't like offense. You don't like the whole game. Because college don't give you the whole game. That's why they win like they do. But you want to see defense. You want to see a slobber knocker. You want to see some running. You want to see all that.
Well, that's going out of the way. You won't be seeing too many more slobber knockers.
That goes back to, we'll say that for another podcast, like NFL sucks. It's not fucking football anymore. But I'm loving it. Those slow games. You see all that slow that was in Megatron Helmet?
Yeah, we got up that time.
Man, I love that type of stuff, man.
Yeah, so we both gonna get Lewinsky to the snow games.
I love
Kudos it. NFL. Do more of that type stuff.
You need to, man. It's not all about retractable stadiums and fucking selling $8 hot dogs and $20 almonds in the fucking... What? They good. Them motherfuckers is high as shit. $10 almonds in the aisles.
But... My you suck is, and we talk about them every week, the Falcons. Like I was saying earlier, if your quarterback name is Matt, you're pretty much having a bad season. And whenever Matt Ryan can be outdueled by Matt Flynn,
holy crap,
will you tap out and say he's not a $100 million quarterback now?
I will not, and I'll tell you why. One, more than him, John Madden said it best when he was talking about his RG3 thing. And he was like, you have problems everywhere when you're 3-10. It looks like the line. It looked like the quarterback. You see that? It looked like the coach.
That's a really iconic saying.
And it's true. Because the Falcon, it really is everything. You want to talk about Matt Ryan. What about that defense giving it up to Matt Flynn? We gave it up. Think about it now. Think about the culture. Think about the line. That man still didn't have no time. Our run game still was shitty. No, it's not Matt Ryan. He's a part of it. But he's a small part of a very big problem.
He is getting a very big of the chunk of the money.
Well, that ain't the problem. The problem is front office. When your team look this bad, let's be honest, more than on the field is execution off the field. Our front office isn't doing what they're supposed to do. And they had nerve to be like Derek Cutter leaving for Boise State. Let that motherfucker go, please. He don't have a job, not somebody else got the job. Yep. Why was it even in the news? Thank God.
Well, he was the head coach at Boise State. Before they were the Boise State, you knew. So he laid down that foundation, I guess, for it to be the Boise
State. Let him go back and finish it. Because he ain't shit with us. Please. And they going, what is Mike Nolan going to do? Who gives a fuck? What Mike Nolan's going to hopefully catch the fucking next train, the Greyhound, up out of Atlanta.
So if you're Arthur Blake, who would you get as your coordinators? If you would you open up a blank checkbook and say, hey, we need the best coordinator?
I would.
Who would you get? Do you have any names to come to mind?
I have a name. I say what I would do. I'm trying to go after either Bill Cowher. Like, I'll go for the head coaching spot. I'll try to go after Bill Cowher or...
So you would get rid of Mike Smith?
For Bill Cowher? Yeah.
So Mike Smith in a city that hasn't had that much win.
I give him
he hasn't built up enough credit to have one bad year.
Not what he had, not what he told me he had, no. I'm going to tell you what I really would get rid of first. Now, before we talk about this Mike Smith guy, that's not who I would say get rid of. Matt Ryan, I think everybody sound like imbeciles when they say we need to get rid of Matt Ryan.
That's you can't get rid of him at this point.
Not even can't, you just don't get rid of Matt Ryan. You don't get rid of a top 10 quarterback, period. I think our problem is, Thomas Dimitrov.
I'll agree with you. He has a horrible record in. He has an F minus record in drafting. An F record in free agents.
I listen to the radio station. That's what I listen to most of the time. I like the 10 o'clock with Rick and Jamie. Those were guys. But.
You look like Jamie Dukes.
Fuck you. they were saying, like, if you look at Jamie Dukes and you look at our conference, look at every team, the Falcons have a talent level. Look at both sides of the ball on all the teams.
They have a talent issue.
You look at the talent on all the teams. Tampa Bay don't look like shit. Tampa Bay got one of the best rosters probably in football.
But it goes back to a couple of weeks. I think that we were on. I think it was just me and you doing the podcast where I said name a playmaker for the Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you take out Matt Ryan and Julio. Tony's not coming back next year. Questionable if Ryder's coming back next year.
You let them go. You don't have nothing. You have absolute nothing. And the person who we know because we watch him is Babineau. That's just because we watch him. Yeah. Nobody knows him in the league. And he's actually pretty good. But we have absolutely no talent. And that's not a coaching issue. That's not a player issue. That's a GM issue.
I think that he has two. I think that he came in. I think he assessed the landscape correctly. But I think he planned for the day. He spent the day without planning for tomorrow. So we did all that for Julio. I told you at the time I wasn't a big fan of. Now, granted, Julio's maybe one of the top seven receivers in the league right now.
You could have said something like that.
But getting Julio has left us at this point. So if you don't get, it's just going all in on a bit. You in Vegas and you like, I'm feeling hot right now. Everything says, it's like you having a 2-10 showing against a 6 and playing blackjack. and the dealer beats you the long way. You go all in, like, hey, but the dealer gets a 5, and then they get a 10, you know what I'm saying? So they beat you the ugly way, you know what I'm saying? So that point, you know, you're like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that that's what Dimitrov did. That's the best analogy of what he did. But the reality is we didn't win the championship, and now he's left the cupboard bare.
I think he came in with that New England state of mind. We don't have a quarterback as good as Tom Brady. We don't have a coach as good as Bill Belichick.
Thank you. I at least you admit that. Like, you can only do that in New England state. It's only 4 quarterbacks who are $100 million quarterbacks, meaning they're the ones who can win with pretty much anything else around
them. Yeah, and I was going to say, even the other guy in Green Bay. What's his name? The coach in Green Bay.
Yeah, Mike. His name is Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy ain't that good of a coach, but Aaron Rodgers is that good of a quarterback.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you say those people deserve $100 million. Right. With everything else going wrong around them, they can keep them steady.
Sean Payton, Drew Brees, crazy good.
But even last year, Drew Brees never were considered the worst team in the NFL last year. With all that shit going on around them, they never were considered the worst team. And the Falcons are considered, minus Houston, the worst team in the league. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, even Houston is better than them. I think they're just
Houston has more talent, yo. It's just at this point, don't kill.
Yep. For them to see Matt, we was talking about it. Matt Shaw changed the landscape of that game last week, even though he threw the game loser in the game.
If your quarterback's name is Matt.
Listen, but he brought them in the game. It was a total different game when he got in the game.
Public service announcement to all the moms who pregnant. If you want to have a quarterback, an NFL quarterback, please don't name him Matt.
The blasphemy. But I'm going to tell you something. You go 2-5, Matt Sharp, sit him down. This other guy goes 0-5. You taking your season, which is what we need to do Sunday.
Yeah, it's time. We're going to get Matt to the Ryan pitch. Down. It's time. It is time to sit Matt Ryan down.
Sit him down.
I wanted to talk about, we just talked about the 4 quarterbacks who deserve $100 million. I think it's 2 more who you could coach me into saying deserve $100 million.
Who?
Cam and Andrew Luck.
Nah, Cam too early. Both of them too early.
I ain't saying right now. I'm saying that I think we both can agree it's a pedestal of the 4 who deserve $100 million: Brady, Breed, Manning, and Rodgers.
Who's ever quarterback? Who's ever decent and contract is coming up? They're gonna get $100 million.
I get what you're saying. It's not about who's getting, about who deserves it.
Who deserves it? Yeah. Neither one of them do that.
Who?
You're talking about very early in their career.
Well, I'm saying they're the ones with long term. You can convince me to. If it was my $100 million,
I would. Cam is just not having a good season. We don't know what's going to happen next year. Andrew Luck is just a second year in. I think he's going to have the goods, but I don't know yet. Because Sam Bradford looked just as good coming out as he does.
But Andrew Luck is about to take a team to the playoffs 2 years running.
They got arguably the weakest division in football.
At one point, Sam Bradford was quarterback of one of the weakest divisions in football. You got to think he was a quarterback when Seattle went 7-9 and made it to the playoffs.
That was pathetic. But San Francisco been pretty much with San Francisco. They even had time on Mike Singletary over there. That go to show the coaching again. Yeah. But, I mean, not yet.
All right, rambling. Let's go on to get to
the picks. These are facts. This ain't rambling, motherfucker. This facts.
Well, let's stop the facts and let's go on to the picks and kicks part up real quick.
I do got to do the white man's bid and go to work. Did I pick that San Diego Denver game?
We didn't do it. Yes, we did. You did pick San Diego. You did pick Phillip Rivers.
I always go with my boy.
You were the only one in the world who liked Phillip Rivers like that, besides his 6 or 7 kids.
Did you see the after game he had on his fucking? It wasn't a tie. What's that thing called? The little leather bull strap. Cowboys and shit.
Oh, for real? Yeah, one of them. I see one of those in real. I only know the name of them.
I don't know the name of them. He had one of those
on. The one with like little diamond or
the leather coming out. And the shirt looked like it matched the shit.
I didn't know they made shirts to match it.
Yeah, I'm talking about boogie. We were boogie looking.
Alright, so let's go on to pick this week's games. So we already know about the Chargers and the Broncos. You get your thoughts on that or whatever. Quick question, do the Chargers make the playoffs?
Nah, that's going to be tight. I don't know. I would like to see them in there because there's only one spot left.
Alright, let's go on and start with the 1 o'clock games, which is our very first 1 o'clock game. Falcons at the Redskins. Oh, the Redskins at the Falcons, excuse me. It's 2 train wrecks colliding into each other.
I hope they lose, but knowing the Falcons, they're going to do something.
They'll pull it out and win this.
They'll do something dumb.
So this is a battle of the train wrecks. Which team do you think is in the worst train wreck situation?
We are.
Why would you say the Redskins? Redskins have coaching problems, quarterback problems.
They don't have
Native American problems. Ownership problems.
Listen, it's not enough Indians to make anybody have a real problem. I mean, it's not the Washington. So they're going to be good, all right? First and foremost. Secondly, they said their quarterback. And they got a lot of talent, actually, on their team. I mean, think about it. They just stay hurt a lot. But they got a lot of talent. They got more talent than we got.
Injury free is a skill. That's a skill, like running and catching and everything.
It really is. So the difference between the Falcons, though, is that very, very, very stupid. I mean, I would literally sit everybody. Like, it would be the kind of game they should give tickets away to at the Boys and Girls Club.
I used to go to a lot of them games at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, because they were shitty then. That's why I used to give them away all the time. Go to the school to try to fill up the dome. Everybody want to see them bad-ass birds. And now we're back to that. I sit Matt Ryan. I sit Roddy White. I sit everybody. You can play everybody on defense. They ain't nobody anyway. I sit Babino, no maybe.
What about Warhol?
You got to play. Them kind of guys got to play.
I thought you was a Warhol fan.
Yeah, but they're no names. So it's,
oh, you're a name brand person.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You like your name brand players.
You want some Jordan or you want some Payless shoes? Want some Jordans, man. And now this game is tricky. I'll tell you why. Because you don't know what the dumbass Falcons going to do.
Yeah. So one line got Atlanta by 70. That shows how little they think of the Redskins.
Atlanta would be absolutely stupid to play a team with the same record as you. And y'all playing for the same thing, the number one pick or number two, and go in and win this.
But you know, the Redskins don't own their number one pick. The Rams do from the RG3 trade.
Oh, shit. They dumb. If they lose, that was a dumb trade. Now, here you go back in the draft and bite you in the ass. If they fuck around and win this game, just the Falcons are just idiots, man.
Hey, Arthur Blake, Atlanta Falcons on Twitter. Anybody who has any say-so in this, just throw the game. We can lose close 20-17. We'll be fine with it. We know at this point, at 3-10, we know what the greater good is.
It's the greater. I know that boy RG3 had 3,200 passing yards.
Yeah, man, you remember all them games they were getting their ass whooped, he was coming back.
Throwing at the end. So, and Ryan almost got on 4, so you know he's going to play. Because they're going to let him get to 4,000.
Who you have winning?
Fucking Falcons.
By 7?
I don't even give a shit. I hate them.
Alright.
Not by 7. We ain't beat nobody like that.
Yeah, the Falcons aren't that good, so I wouldn't bet that line. Or I would bet the Redskins on that line. But I think the Falcons are going to win. Straight up, I think the Falcons are going to win as well. So I think they win, like I said, 20-17. I don't see it being a high-scoring game.
I heard Kirk Cousins come out and beat the shit out of them, and they fired somebody on the spot.
Have we ever had a fire somebody on the spot moment before?
I don't know.
I thought we were going to have one in college football a couple of weeks ago when Will Muschamp lost to Georgia Southern.
Oh, yeah, the Florida.
Yeah, I thought they were going to fire him right there.
He's not made out to talk. Hey, let me talk to you. Hold on, see, I'm going to talk to the team. I don't worry about it. We got somebody for that. Come in.
I thought they were going to fire Will Muschamp.
Weave him on in.
Yeah, like J.D.
You bad for the program. We lose that money.
Hey, come they already got assistant uncleaned out your thing.
Yeah, don't worry. You don't have to go in there.
You don't have to go in there. Anyway,
your wife's in the car.
Next 1 o'clock game is the Patriots at the Dolphins.
I didn't know the Dolphins was 7-6.
They went at Pittsburgh, one of your favorite teams, last week. But it was in the snow, too.
That's why the Patriots are going to fuck them. You don't think the Patriots are going to beat the Dolphins?
I think they win. I think they win by 2. The line is New England by 2. I think New England wins straight up, and I think they win by a field goal.
Yeah.
So do you take one?
Of course.
All right. The next one is it seems like the Bears just played last night, but I know it was Monday. Anyway, the next 1 o'clock game is the Bears at the Browns. Right now, the Bears are on fire with McCown and stuff.
But they're gonna sit him.
Can you sit him?
I wouldn't.
Is Cutler back this week?
He's back this week. I wouldn't sit him. Jay Cutler's back. I would not sit him.
Do they give him a short? Do they give him a
short leash?
Yeah.
No. Nah,
you got to kind of work with him.
You got to go with it.
Yeah.
You got to work him through it. He's coming off cold. He's coming off injury. And he's coming against a pretty good defense.
But the problem, the Browns offense.
And they got that boy Brandon Whedon starting. Yep.
We're looking at the game preview right now, and it's Brandon Whedon starting, and Willis McGahee is the leading rusher.
Give me the Bears. The Bears.
Now, one stat that's just jumping out is Josh Gordon, 71 reception, 1,400 yards.
Look at that boy, Jeffries. Not as many yards, but good gracious, them two young boys. What a matchup that's going to be.
The line of Chicago by one. Bet that out that Chicago may win by a touchdown.
I would not sit that boy down the counter.
Yeah, it's hard to sit somebody down when you're playing.
That hot,
yeah. We both take the Chicago and both say bet the line.
Yeah.
The Knicks is Texans at the Colts.
Colts, easy. But I think it's going to be a game with Matt Sharp starting. Fuck you, Austin. This is true. I think it's going to be a game. Matt Sharp made that team look totally different.
The line is Indianapolis by 5. Because Matt Sharp is starting, they should raise that line to Indiana by 7. Matt Sharp is going to throw a pick 6. He has no confidence. He looks scared. How did they lose the last game he came into?
Listen.
Just tell those fans, how did they lose the last game he came into?
Everybody's a little cold and you've been sitting for 6 weeks and get the call.
So how did they lose?
Somebody made a great play on the ball.
Who threw that ball?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
The Colts win.
The Colts win. I say bet the line. Do you say the Colts win by more than 5?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so we both.
Side note, look at that year Johnson is having.
Yeah, Andre Johnson is leading the league in receptions, I think, and y'all. Or not y'all, y'all receptions.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, but he's leading the league in receptions. So, yeah. Case Keenum smart enough to get the ball to Andre Johnson. But it goes back to something else we talked about, too. It goes back to something that wide receivers don't matter as much. It's only one from position that really matters. That's for another podcast. All right, next 1 o'clock game is the Eagles at the Vikings.
Eagles.
Philly by 6. I think Philly wins by 20.
Yeah. Cause Mutchko's not even starting, right?
Peterson?
Oh, they got him starting?
Nah, he's just leading the team in rushing. Yeah, set him for the year. So. You don't like Toby Gerhart?
No, I don't like any running the ball. Not at all. You need somebody with some color about that. If it ain't a cause run like they run for free. Run like they got a check. No, I don't want
them. All right, the next 1 o'clock game is.
I ain't the last great white running back.
John Reeves.
And how long ago was that?
Well, 86. No. All
right. They're great at fullback.
Seahawks and Giants.
Seahawks.
By 7? I don't think they win by 7 on the road.
Oh, yeah, they are on the road. Yeah. I don't know about 7, but they win.
Yeah. Bet the Giants on that. 49ers at the Buccaneers. That's the next 1 o'clock game.
I'm going with the Niners.
I'm going with upset and go with the Buccaneers. The Niners have been too up and down.
How you up and down? You 9-4. That's not up and down.
They've had some wins. They've won against bad teams. I mean, and
it just beat Seattle.
Did you see that game? They very well could have lost that game.
Yeah, they could have.
So I'm gonna take Tampa Bay at home.
That's a ballsy pick.
Yep. The line is San Francisco by 5. So obviously, I'm saying bet Tampa Bay on the line because I got them on the trade. Who you at?
I don't know if they win by 5, but I do believe the Niners are going to win. All
right. Next, we got the Bills and the up-and-coming Jaguars.
What a shitty game this is, but I think the Jaguars going to win.
I got the Jaguars winning, too.
No, you got the Buffalo going to the playoffs, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You got to kick in.
It's too late. Now they 7-9, so they 4-9. So I got to go with the Jags.
Buffalo by 1.
Bet the Jags on that one.
I'm going with the Jags.
Real quick question. If somebody would have gave you a million to one odds to say the Jazz would be better by the Falcons in week 5 tonight, would you have bet it?
I would have been out in the street butt naked. I would have bet that, I would have never bet that. I would have bet that the Falcons would be better than that. I would have bet. If you, $1,000,000?
Week 5.
I bet everything. I would have bet everything. That bet. You saying, so it said $1,000,000, the Jaguars would be better than the Falcons.
Yeah.
I would have been in the street butt naked. I would have bet every single thing I had. Never.
What would the odds of the Jazz have more wins than the Falcons? What would be your odds?
Lottery odds.
Yeah.
Struck by lightning odds.
We both got the Jazz winning. We both haven't bet the line.
They're actually pretty hot right now.
Yeah. First 4 or 5 game is the Chiefs at the Raiders. Chiefs. KC by 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Jets at Cam.
Give me Cam.
Jets at the Panthers, the next 4 o'clock game. You say Geno Smith is shitty, so they there and that is your sentiment.
Somebody pulled out a win for me. Hey, that motherfucker getting the Raiders. That's the Raiders shit ass team, Raiders. I'm on with the line.
You bet Cam don't win by 12?
Man, I don't think Geno Smith gonna be balls over bad day throwing picks.
It's hard to win by 2 touchdowns over anybody.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna score shit.
So Cam can win 14-3. And they the bet still. You lose that bet, they win 14-3.
I'm going with the line. I'm holding my balls on this.
I actually agree with you on the road. Well, Geno, the road and the cold have seemed to be Geno's worst enemies. But I think Camden a recharge. They have something to play for.
Mad about that loss.
Mad about that loss. This year. They're going to beat the shit out of the Jets.
The dog shit out of them.
Does Rich Ryan keep his job?
I hope not. It's time for him to get the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's done some magical work with Geno this year. That's with the team. Geno's been a handicap, and I think just having them relevant is kind of an amazing.
It's time for him and that to go. You knew he was going to be shitty. Christian Ponder, they're going to be shitty. Get rid of him.
All right, so you, next game, you got the 6-6-1 Packers again at the Cowboys. They say Aaron Rodgers don't come back this game.
If Aaron Rodgers come back, I'm going with the Packers.
He not.
Cowboys.
The line is Dallas by 7.
If Aaron Rodgers not coming back, I'm going with the Cowboys.
By 7, by 8? Can't trust Tony Romo to cover the line.
Can't trust Matt Flynn. Yeah, they cover the line.
You're right. We're going to use your quarterback name, Matt Rule. You're right. We're taking the Cowboys by 7. Bet that line. All right, next is the Cardinals at the Titans. Since you want to run your mouth about my teams who won't make the playoffs, let's run your mouth about my teams who might make the playoffs.
Boo, boo, boo. Listen, the Cardinals are going to win the game. They're going to still not. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They're 8-5.
So what? They're not going to make it. All
right.
The NFC South is sitting in 2, and the NFC West is sitting in 2. San Francisco and Seattle, they're not making it.
They'll catch San Francisco.
I wish we'd think it.
All right, I got the Cardinals line. The Cardinals by 3. I agree with that line.
Yeah, I got the front.
All right. Next 4 or 5 game is the Saints at the Rams.
How they draw that schedule? Oh, because we played until we lost.
No, we beat the Rams.
Did we beat the Rams?
At the Dome. Sure did. God damn, what type of Falcon fan are you?
And I gave up on these clowns. I'm riding with Seattle, baby.
I remember the Falcon played the Seahawks. I didn't even know that many black people who been to Seattle, let alone Seahawks fans.
Ain't been to set. Tell them to locate it on the map.
They gonna point to New York.
It's on the West Coast, but they ain't never seen. Why don't they say something stupid? I got the Saints for this one.
I got the Saints winning by double digits. Bet that line. The line is New Orleans by 7. Bet that line. All right, the next one, 8:30. This was flexed. The Bengals at the Steelers.
I don't want to do it. I got to go with the Steelers. And I think the Bengals going to beat them.
So why you going with the Steelers?
I ain't betting against Mike Tomlin and Roethlisberger. I don't believe in Andy Dalton. I damn sure don't believe in Marv Lewis.
Who are you trying to convince, me or yourself?
Myself. Clearly.
Line
is Cincy by 3-2. Fuck it. I'm going with the Bengals. I think they win and they cover the line.
I got the Bengals winning. I think they win by 3, so I would say that's a stay away for me or whatever.
I think they cover.
Yeah. All right. The Monday night game, the Ravens at the Lions. This is actually a sneaky good game because they both are 7-6.
And they both playing for position.
Isn't this like a loser leaves town match?
Pretty much. And the Lions are real iffy.
That's what I say, because the losers of this week, the way Chicago's playing, even Green Bay could sneak up if Aaron Rodgers makes a surprise. I can't believe it's him! Like wrestling with him.
What if he comes out like they did in the old Tecmo Bowl? He runs out the hospital with his gear on.
Oh.
He's back on the field ready to play. Hey, Detroit is your team, you think, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Detroit at home.
Picked a lot of iffy teams to make the playoffs there.
If 2 out of 3 make it, I'm the man.
I'll give you that. If 2 out of 3 don't make it, what are you?
Not the man.
But if 3 out of 3 don't make it, you're a buffoon.
One of them gonna make it. At least one of them gonna
Buffalo's make it. Definitely not making it.
Well, Buffalo, the Cards, and the Lions. Those were the three you scoffed at.
Yeah.
But you had a team making the playoffs who knew them making the playoffs.
You did too, the Falcons, motherfucker. And we both had the Texans making it too.
So you 0 for 2 right now.
Nah. Wait a minute. How many? You 0 for 2 right now too.
I got a whole bunch of possibilities. It's like spades. You up there count. You up there count. It's like spades. You up there count the 3 of spades. And if I can cut this, if I can slide this, cut it.
That's what made me the greatest spade player ever.
Anyway, I got the Lions winning.
At home. Maybe the Lions. I don't know. The Ravens, I think. I think the Ravens can make some noise. I'm going to go with the Lions, though.
Lions by 6. Don't bet that line. It's too high.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd win by 6. And you know Matt Stafford now.
Quarterback's name is Matt.
Oh, okay. As long as you know. I'm doing a podcast with DJ Chuck Screw.
Anyway. R.P. DJ Screw. No, Screw the Click fans over here.
Nigga, you from Atlanta.
I still like Screw though. Thank you again for listening, and check out, we're going to have a lot of interesting podcasts. I'm really looking forward to this year-end Lewinsky and USUC Awards, where we talk about some of everything, sports, music, life, or whatever. We're going to give out awards for that.
Hey, look out for me on one of those Random Ramblings of Randomness with Darren, and what was the guy?
E.S. Lee.
E.S. Lee? Sound like a poor name. Look for us on that, and stay tuned.
Did you have anything to say to Lynn herself?
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Let me tell you something, you you long dread motherfucker, you talking that shit about me, I told you podcast, me eat a dick.
Anyway, again, thank y'all for listening. Make sure to vote for us on Stitcher, man. We really want to get one of these Stitcher awards, get the publicity that comes with it, man. Let us know how we're doing. Email us at digitaldaron, DARON@gmail.com. As we sign out, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.